Well, as he faces pressure to use his ministerial discretion, the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has chosen this moment to reveal details of Border Force operations that the government generally keeps secret. Today, Mr. Dutton disclosed that security forces have intercepted 6 boatloads of asylum seekers from Sri Lanka this year. He claims they're not legitimate refugees, but are economic migrants seeking a better life. Isabel Rowe has been investigating what is driving people from Sri Lanka to head here by boat.
After a weekend of protests about the federal government's handling of the Sri Lankan Tamil family's refugee claim, Minister Peter Dutton has written a newspaper opinion piece claiming there's been an influx of economic refugees from the country, the latest just last month.
13 people were on this boat, and it is a very significant concern because there is a lot of activity up in Sri Lanka at the moment, and it's our biggest concern in the region, and we'll continue to make sure that we can stop the boats.
Asked on Channel 9 about the timing of his decision to reveal information about boats from Sri Lanka, the minister denied any political motivation.
No, we've provided a lot of detail since I've been minister at different points about, and I think we've publicly made available information in relation to every venture.
Minister Dutton says Border Force officials intercepted each boat before it arrived. He claims they are economic refugees, people seeking a better life and aren't being persecuted for their religion or race. Charles Sturt University economist and Sri Lankan commentator Dr. Yappa Bandara agrees.
Do not give in to these inhuman, barbaric people smuggling act.
So people who are coming on boats, are they being persecuted in Sri Lanka?
No. They are coming under the people smugglers trade.
About 6,000 Tamils fled persecution in 2012 to Australia after the end of the Civil War. But Dr. Bandara suggests these Sri Lankans coming by boat in more recent years are not just Tamils, but also Sinhalese and Muslims. He believes many of those people fit the economic refugee tag, but not everyone agrees.
Yeah, it certainly could be true, and it certainly could be true that they are legitimate asylum seekers.
Dr. Michael Breen is a research fellow at the University of Melbourne School of Social and Political Science. He says an assumption that all Sri Lankan boat arrivals are economic refugees is wrong.
There are continuing reports of Tamils who have links or past links to the LTTE being persecuted, even being abducted. There's certainly a lot of religious tension in Sri Lanka still, but most of the tension is directed towards Muslims following the terrorist attacks earlier this year.
And he thinks unease in Sri Lanka, particularly for Tamils, will only increase. The Sri Lankan opposition candidate for December's presidential election is former Defence Chief Gotabaya Rajapaksa, who led the persecution of Tamils during the war.
So this has increased concern amongst many Tamils on the island about what would happen if Rajapaksa is successful in those presidential elections.
In his opinion piece, Peter Dutton writes he won't take a moral lecture on the issue of asylum seekers coming by boat. But Tamil Refugee Council spokesman Aaron Mulwaganam says more compassion is what's required.
The Sri Lankan government is trying to suffocate the Tamil nation, and there are genuine reasons why Tamils have to flee Sri Lanka. It is not for economic reasons. People don't leave Sri Lanka because they want to come and have a good time in Australia. When people leave, they have to leave so many of their family members behind, and they don't do it for economic reasons.
Tamil Refugee Council spokesman Aaron Mulwaganam, ending Isabel Rowe's report.